What's going on, y'all? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. That Corona ain't got us yet. One half of the juggernaut. I am Low. My man B.
What's up, y'all? Man, you know I always have some adventures when I go to Target. It's just always be some shit.
Oh shit! This is your your shopping etiquette segment or parking lot etiquette?
Oh man, the inside the store etiquette. This ain't had nothing to do with me. It's just my observation. Mm. You know, it's these two black women in the store. One had the little medical mask on, you know what I'm saying? And I mean the medical mask, the one that sag off your face.
Which don't prevent shit unless right, you got
to protect you. All right, so I guess, you know, I'm just ringing out. You know, I'm buying a little liquor or something. I'm waiting on the Target chick to come over to do it. But, you know, they ringing out too. So I guess she had a price check on something. I guess somebody had misplaced the item in the wrong aisle. So she trying to get a price check. I think it was like a $50 difference. And they were like, I can't do that. You know, they told her. She turned around and was like, or the chick said it's probably misplaced in the aisle. And the girl was like, whose fault is that? Mine or yours? Mm. I said, uh-oh. Black chick said that. I said, oh, shit. And she was like, I'm sorry, but I can't do it. I'm like, oh, Lord. You know, she's talking shit with you. I'm like, okay, you looking stupid with the mask on, getting mad and stuff. But she's like, go get the manager. I need the store manager.
Oh, shit.
You know, she got Hold up.
Time out. Let me make sure I'm understanding this. So it was placed like on the wrong shelf or something, or like it was labeled incorrectly, I guess.
It was like literally misplaced on the, like, you could tell that item was misplaced because it's not supposed to be that cheap that she trying to get it at.
And yeah, because even on like on the aisle things, when they show like the price of stuff, they normally will have like the name of the item right there. So she easily just could have had looked and saw like, okay, that's clearly number one, not the price, like you said, and that's clearly not the name of this item.
But you know the agenda. It was like, oh, I'm about to
get over on these niggas.
Yeah. So you know, she brought the dude out. I guess he was gonna help her. But you know, she was on 10. You know, the girl was still standing there. Like, she was getting to answer any questions that the manager had.
She was catching that toad.
Man, she turned to look at the worker girl. Little white chick, okay. She was like, why are you still standing behind me? I'm trying to ring out. Excuse me. I said, uh-oh. She's like, man, I'm just trying to. She was like, I don't know what the white girl said. She's kind of walking off. She was like, do you want me to pop you in the mouth?
Oh, my God. Wait, was this an older black woman?
Oh, she had to have been around our age. She looked around our age.
That motherfucker talking like she and her are fucking 60s. She said that shit
in front of the manager. Manager said, you threatened my employee. I'm not obligated to help you no more.
Exactly.
Said, oh. And she was just going off. And he was like, I'm calling it. I'll call the cops. She's like, you think I'll call the cops? You think I'm afraid of the cops?
Oh, shit.
I had my daughter with me. I was like, let's go. And you know, she's just walking slow, seeing what's going on. I'm like, quit staring. Let's go.
Right. It's time to get the fuck up out of here.
So, like, I'm glad she came over and helped me. She was, the girl was upset. I understood. And she didn't say thank you or nothing. Have a nice day. She was just done. I'm like, I got you. They didn't throw you in the store. I walked out of that mud. I saw them walking out right behind us. I was like, I guess she was afraid of the cops.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. I said, see, that's why they don't like us at these motherfucking places. Y'all is acting a fool. You know damn well you ain't getting over like that.
Dog. The only time, like, I will do some shit like that, like, if, like, they actually, I see, like, they got, like, the sticker on it. Yeah, like, the actual sticker on the product, and I'm like, nope. Or if I see, like, something's on sale, like, the new week just started, and something, like, marked down, I'm like, okay. Just on the off chance they ain't got this shit programmed into the computer, like when I get like my steaks or something, I'm like, these steaks like a $3 discount. Let me take a picture of this shit.
Right. I did that at JCPenney's. The shirt said, the polo said $9.99 all the way down. Mm-hmm. And it ranked up at like 20 something. I'm like, it say $9.99 over there.
Right. Y'all going to fix this shit.
If it's not, I'll put them back because I'm cool. I ain't about to threaten nobody over no piece of linen or whatever.
Nah, man. It ain't even worth it, man. Like, I don't understand what people be thinking.
Hey, you can't, dude, especially with your skin color, you can't be threatening nobody these days. In the store.
Man, they already mad at us anyway because we ain't getting that Rona.
Shit, some of us.
I was gonna say, which is a fucking lie that niggas just been carrying that shit on. And I'm like, dog, I almost cussed my son out last night. He came to me. He was like, hey, we can't get that Corona, y'all. That nigga started dancing. I said, man, get the fuck out of my room.
You're such a dumbass.
I was like, nigga. I'm like, don't you ever say no ignorant shit like that outside of this house. I'm like, nah, dog. Like, have you? You clearly ain't watch the news.
Like, yeah, continue to wash your hands and wash your ass, motherfucker.
Oh, man. That's a damn shame, though. It took this shit to come out for motherfuckers to start, like, you know, doing stuff like cleaning their house, buying Pine Sol and Clorox and Lysol and shit like that. And soap is like selling out at an alarming rate. And I'm like, I know some of y'all motherfuckers, like I be still seeing motherfuckers at work. They still be walking out or they still just run their hands up under like some water for like a couple seconds, no soap, and just walk their ass clean out, tussle their hair a little bit.
Look, man. I was up, like I said, I was up at Target today too. I was like, man, because I told my wife yesterday, I was like, man, go ahead and just grab a roll of like the toilet paper, a pack of toilet paper. She's like, it's still in stock. They got some more. I'm like, man, woman. I'm like, all right. They had like four packs left, and I had to snatch up one because some lady trying to buy. I'm like, lady, what the fuck? You ain't gonna be even if you get it. And you in the house for 2 weeks. How the fuck, how much toilet paper you gonna be using?
Hey man, that's what I'm trying to figure out. How much of y'all motherfuckers really shit? Because, I mean, TMI, maybe, but I go like 3-4 times a day or whatever. And I eat like a lot of vegetables and drink a lot of water. I don't think anybody drink more water than me that I know of. I drink like 2.5 gallons of water a day.
I quit drinking the 2 gallons because my sugar is... My sugar too low for all that.
You sound that whole?
Oh, it's always this. It actually came from drinking too much water.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn. Because
I was like, because I don't eat candy and I don't really intake sugar like this. So, you know, water flush out your system. Mm-hmm. So I was just flushing this shit out, salt and everything out of my system. Sugar, I'm like, damn, blood sugar ended up being too low. And I'm still drinking too much water. So I'm like, damn, I can't keep up with it.
Thankfully I ain't had that problem because I don't know what I do. A motherfucker tell me I gotta cut back on my water. I love water. Water fucking delicious, man.
Damn, I'm glad they ain't buying up the water though. Shit.
Hey, you know, that's enough. Hey, but I went to Walmart earlier this week. And they had their medicine section. Mm-hmm. Dog, that shit was cleaned out.
Wait.
And I'm like,
get the medicine line. Hold up.
I'm like, dog, it don't take much for y'all motherfuckers to get worked into a tizzy over some shit.
Look, ain't no fucking cure for the corona. You just gotta let that shit pass. Why are you taking all the medicine?
Yeah, let that shit ride out. What has it been, like 68,000, 70,000 cases? But I think it's still double-digit and double-digit deaths, right? At least in the U.S.
Has there been any, the old people in them homes have been dying, but I didn't think it was that many.
I think it was like 42 or something like that. 42 people have died from it last time I looked.
Yeah. And then China, they recovering.
Yeah, so it's kind of just like one of those things where you just got to like ride it out, let your immune system. That's what it sounds like, one of the things you just ride out, let your immune system do what the fuck it's supposed to do. fight that shit off, and then you should be okay. I mean, unless you already a nasty motherfucker to begin with, or unless you already got fucked up, you know, immune system already anyway.
It's too late for that vitamin C shit. It ain't gonna do nothing for you.
Nigga, if you already didn't have optimum vitamin C levels, going to go take a vitamin C pill now, you fucked.
It's too late.
Nigga, I was already supplemented with vitamin C and vitamin D3, zinc and all that shit before all this, and sea moss and all that shit or whatever. So I'm like, dog, I'm good, dog. I'm good. If it take me, then that's just God's plan.
Right. These motherfuckers going to hysteria and shit. Like, sit your ass down. If you get it, you get that motherfucker. I don't see you getting a flu shot. Hey, the flu shot is going to be popular next year.
Hey, dog, you know what? That's the one thing, too, because I saw an interview TMZ did with Dr. Was it Dr. Oz? I think it was, yeah, Dr. Oz, and then, like, it was another one of them TV doctors, but they was like, yeah, people going into a panic, and it's the president's fault that they going into a panic, and what y'all need to do is just keep on doing what you normally would do during any flu season, or what you should be doing just all the time, soap kills germs and bacteria. Make sure you washing your hands. Make sure you're staying clean. Before you eat something, wash your hands. Even if you're going to use a fucking fork, stop. Don't touch your face as much. And if you do touch your face, Purell or soap or whatever, like, you know, it does become like a little like neurotic or whatever. But these are just the things you need to do. And then also he said, Dr. I said, yeah, get a damn flu vaccination shot.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, man. Also, why all the damn Lysol and Lysol wipes sold out?
Because motherfuckers finally getting hip on to them. Which another thing, I'm like, damn, dog, y'all wouldn't clean y'all houses and y'all desk and shit at work before all this.
I got a big tube of it, but it just take one wipe to clean that shit.
Lysol wipes sold out. Pine Sol soil sold out. Clorox sold out. I'm like, what the fuck was y'all cleaning y'all houses with before?
Look, it only take maybe one or two, especially at the work. This is one wipe, right? Wipe it down. If you double wipe it, it's not gonna work.
You know what? Nigga's gonna make me double protected. What you talking about?
Like, come on, home. Okay, I understand home, but that many.
Hey, like, but you know,
you just wipe it down once. Even if somebody come in your house sneezing, you done already disinfected that motherfucker. What more can you do?
Nigga, I'm gonna spray them motherfuckers with Lysol. I mean the person.
Okay, look. All right. Y'all buying this Lysol, y'all need to read. Make sure that you need to buy two different kinds. You need a Surface, because that's what a lot of it is. It's Surface. So first of all, y'all buy wipes and the motherfucking Surface Lysol. Mm-hmm. And not the neutral air Lysol, the disinfect the air. Some of y'all ain't paying attention to that. And I bet y'all motherfucking spraying the hair with the damn Surface Lysol.
Also, this is something that I've used for years. They actually just recently like changed the packaging of it. But Lysol makes something that makes a sanitizer that you can put into your laundry.
Oh, shit. I ain't see that.
So I've been using it for years. Like, especially like with my tiles and stuff like that, because, you know, you wash your tiles and everything or whatever, and, you know, you expect for them to be clean because you use like your Tide Pods and all that good shit. I don't know, man. I'm a real germaphobe, and that's part of the reason why, unless I know you, I really don't be shaking hands or whatever. Like, I fist pound your ass or something like that and be like, you know, give you like a little elbow tap or something.
Right.
But, man, you got to be careful out here, man, because, I mean, It's shit that's already been going on, which, and I know it's all kind of conspiracy theories out and shit, and about like, hey, y'all notice every time it's an election year, either presidential or, you know, midterm election, it's always some kind of virus or disease that's getting spread worldwide that come up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you see that? Speaking of which, you see that screenshot I sent you?
Yeah, about Trump blocking the thing in January. Man.
He been blocking the motherfucking test since January because he ain't want that shit to hurt his fucking re-election.
It kind of makes sense now that the dude, the foreign ministry over there in China said that the U.S. Army brought this shit over.
Dude, it totally makes sense. I could totally see Trump doing some shit like that.
Like the U.S. Because I was thinking, I'm like, in Wuhan, we don't got no labs over there in Wuhan, China like that.
Wuhan got you all in check.
Like, come on. And I was, I don't know, man. It's all conspiracy, but who knows what really happened. They saying China released it, but he said it may originate in China, but you got U.S. troops over here that probably brought it because, and here go the other conspiracy, because Trump doesn't want us trading with China no more.
Mm-hmm. Like, what I know, he banned travel. He banned, like, travel to Europe. Did he ban travel to any of those Asian countries?
I thought he did.
Oh, he did? Oh, okay.
I thought he did.
I know that hurt him to ban travel to Europe or whatever, because them like white people. And he,
man, look, he should have been traveled. He should have been banned everybody that was stuck over there. He should have said, I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all can't come back until you disinfecting and get well. Instead of letting them come back while it was going, knowing they was going to bring it here. Mm. I'd be like, look, y'all got to stay. Mm-hmm. Let them test on you and get that vaccination. Don't bring that over here.
And but then they running out of the fucking test too. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
So like they ran out of them tests like a while ago. And a lot of these people now that are getting diagnosed, it's just because these doctors are doing like a bunch of guesswork. They just like, yeah, you displaying symptoms or whatever, like what we heard the coronavirus does. So, yeah, you got it. Quarantine. Get quarantined.
The only thing that sound bad about the coronavirus is the name.
Yeah.
The flu, man, you throwing up like nonstop. You got a high fever. You can't move. You could barely see. Your muscles ache. Yes. You're stuck in the bed. So, what's the side effects of, like, shortness of breath? I know that's going to be a real thing, especially for people with asthma.
Yeah, that's one of the things with corona, shortness of breath. Shit, I think that's all that I know of or whatever, because ain't it being kind of just said that it's like a respiratory infection?
Yeah. So you really, I mean, that deep cough, I mean, everybody coughs, motherfuckers got allergies too, so they going to be getting, like me, it's like, well, I don't be coughing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, sometimes I sneeze because the fucking dust and stuff in the area,
right?
But I'm be like, I wish a motherfucker would tell me I got some corona. I'll beat you. I can sneeze, don't say nothing. I'm gonna sneeze just like D-Ball. I'm gonna turn around like, what? My immune system cool, because we sit like hella close to each other at work, and it's been 3 or 4 people around me that's been sick.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm clean, motherfucker. Just know what, I ain't touching my face. I'm washing my hands and all this shit. Yeah, my knuckles gonna be ashy because I'm washing my hands too much.
Man, there's so many motherfuckers at work at my job, my former job that was sick all this past week. This chick sound like, all week she been sound like she was gonna hack up a lung, and she swore that she just got like a, you know, like a little common cold or whatever. Like, she like, I ain't got the flu or nothing, I just got like a little common cold. But her ass over there sound like she about to die.
It's cause she ain't taking nothing.
I'm like, dog, you, man, you better go up in that fucking medicine cabinet in the break room or something and get you something up out of there.
If you got the common cold, they got medicine for that. Why ain't you taking it?
Oh, Amazon was talking about they try to manufacture a cure for the common cold. Mm-hmm.
You got $1 billion. You better use it to something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's Jeff Bezos. That's a real billionaire, unlike y'all president, who a fake billionaire.
Right. Man, can't even get started. Look.
That was one of the good things I did like about Bloomberg's short-lived presidential run. Bloomberg was getting in Trump ass about not having money.
What happened to Bloomberg? How did he fall off like that?
Because nobody voted for his ass.
Why though? Like, what did he got a bad rep somewhere? I thought he was gonna make it.
I think, you know what though? He probably, I mean, he literally bought his way into the primary. Cause there was no way his ass should have been at, what was that, like a couple weeks ago where he was in a damn, he was in his first and only debate. And yeah, it kind of just like came through. Like that motherfucker didn't, he ain't know shit about shit. And they ate his ass alive in that damn debate. So that's kind of like one thing I do like about Democrats. Whereas Trump ass, they was just like, oh shit. It was like they was kind of scared of Trump because they tried this shit with Trump. And Trump was just like, I don't give a fuck. And man, they just won't hand elected his ass. But yeah, Democrats got his ass up out of there.
Trump up there joning on everybody and they just end up there taking it. He just need to be a comedian.
I can't wait until this fucking, which now is kind of looking like Joe, Uncle Joe, Crazy Uncle Joe gonna get that nomination.
I'm voting for Biden. I ain't.
Nigga, right. I was like, nigga, I'm voting for whoever the damn Democratic nominee is.
Yeah, no, we ain't gonna pull it with the Hillary thing.
Right, we ain't gonna pull that shit. Talking about some, ooh, I'm gonna vote for a third party candidate, man. Fuck all that.
Here go the other thing. They saying Biden a creep. If you vote for him, you just as bad as he is. I'm like,
whatever. What? Well, consider me a founding member of the Creep Squad then.
Does he doing this shit when he was under is this all word of mouth? Has it just been, I don't get it.
I think I remember some stuff like he didn't do any of this like this creepy stuff when he was a VP under Obama. But back like in the early 90s, late 80s or whatever, which was the fucking wild, wild west at the time. He ain't like rape nobody or nothing, but they was like saying like it was a couple times where like, oh, he kissed me and I didn't want to be kissed. And I don't think he even kissed the motherfucker in the mouth. He's like kissing bitches on their cheeks and shit. Not bitches, but you know what I mean.
You said the 80s though?
Yeah.
So what about Trump?
Nigga. He was raping bitches, being featured in porn movies and shit.
So if you vote for Trump, it's just the same thing. Okay. That's all I was getting at. You say that about Biden, y'all. Come on. We had a lose-lose then, motherfuckers.
Man, I know one damn thing. You motherfucking Bernie bros better not act up and fucking sabotage this election like y'all did last time.
Vote. If he don't make it, hey, Biden, come on.
You know what, though? I look at it from last time or whatever with him and Hillary, like, okay, it was clear that they fucked Bernie over. It was clear they fucked Bernie over. This time, Bernie just fucking losing.
I thought for sure him wiping Stu Long dead was gonna make it, but
You know what though? That Medicare for All stuff scared a lot of people because he didn't thoroughly explain it enough. And now that he's trying to like thoroughly explain it, now it's like it's too late. Motherfuckers have already made up their mind about you. But Medicare for All is basically, you know, he's trying to make it where we had universal health care. But a lot of people's like, well, I got to go to a Medicare doctor or a Medicaid doctor. Like, I like the doctor I have. And now he's coming out saying, well, you can still keep the same doctor that you have. You know, but it's kind of like too little too late because, man, Joe cleaning up in the motherfucking battleground states and he cleaning up in the South.
I guess we kind of already knew that. I was banking on Bloomberg because I like the idea with the whole black businesses and focusing on our culture too.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess some people didn't like that.
But even Bloomberg had like some shit with him too or whatever, because, you know, let's not forget that he was, you know, the mayor in New York or whatever during the time of like Stop and Frisk, which targeted black and brown people.
Yeah, especially when whatchamacallit that damn, what was it called? The Central Park thing was going on.
He was the mayor then?
I think he had something to like influences on that. That's what they were saying. The Central Park Five.
Damn, for real. I
didn't. Protesting. They was like, don't vote for Bloomberg.
Damn. They had that. Well, you know who had some more influence over that? Fucking Trump. That nigga took out a full page ad in the New York Times, New York Post. He had billboards and shit out there talking. So these motherfuckers need to be, they need to be executed.
Mm.
And then, of course, once they got proven innocent, what all these motherfuckers do, the DA, all these politicians, all these police people, even Trump, well, what the fuck was they doing out there then? They had to be guilty of something. Maybe they ain't raped nobody, but they did something they shouldn't have been doing. So that fucking make it right, all the years that these people done lost.
What was your kids doing out at late at night without you knowing? What was you doing?
You know, it's always different when it head close to home.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should run that ad when the votes come out. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Man, hell, they ain't gonna stop nobody. You know, man, it's still some niggas who still just fuck with Trump. And I'm just like, dog, like, what does he have to do? Like, what does he have to do to just show you that he don't fucking care about people that look like you?
He caring now because the vote's coming up.
Man, that motherfucker. Well, yeah, he fake caring. But again, I'm just like, dog, like, you do realize he only care about you because he wants your damn vote now, whatever. And man, I just see disgusting shit like motherfuckers, old black people sitting up talking about some, yeah, Trump the first black president. I'm like, you stupid motherfucker. Man.
They got that slave mentality. Are they just going with it?
You know they do.
Man. Y'all been here with the program. We can't have this motherfucker in the office because he don't know what he's doing. Especially with this healthcare stuff. And I was talking to an old lady online. Well, she worked at the other bill. You know, I had called her prejudice. I got tired of it. You know, I stay out of the political post, man. But this dude who work over there too posted something political. You know, he was talking about, because he white dude voting Democrat. And he had put that up there. And she had said something. She pointed her against his opinion. And she was like, I ain't paying for nobody else but me. It's my stuff, pretty much. And somebody
else.
What the
fuck? What the fuck you think? What the fuck you think your taxes pay for?
Man, oh, that's what I said. But after that, because the dude was like, man, your generation and this fuck you, it's all my mentality, got to stop. And I'm just like, you can't say nothing to her, man. She just got a prejudiced mindset. That's all that is. We'll see what happened. And she was like, she called me intolerant to other people's views, opinions than my own. I'm like, you just commenting on here with your, against his opinion or views or whatever. And I'm like, well, your taxes ain't yours. Nothing you got is yours, pretty much. The government taking that shit. I was like, I hope you don't need help. And you run out of money and somebody got to help you. And they walk up to you and say, it's mine. It's not yours. And what the government gonna do to your Social Security? They gonna say it's mine when it disappear.
Mm-hmm.
We need this.
Hell, look at what all this shit is doing to your 401k money that you earned and you putting into a retirement fund.
And they tax you on it and charge you for it. Like, I put this in, it's like a safe.
Right, charge you for your fucking money.
That shit ain't yours. I told her, I was like, hey, you damn near 60-some years old, and you've been working for I don't know how long. You've been giving them your money.
Mm-hmm. Man, these motherfuckers.
She denied she wasn't prejudiced, though.
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting on. Yeah. She never denied that part. She just told me I was intolerant. So like, man, notice how she didn't say she wasn't prejudiced though.
The motherfuckers tell on themselves every damn day.
Like, wild. Like, come on, man. People that I was like, if these cancer patients can't afford this shit, you're gonna have to help them, man. So they, the little kids can't die. I mean, they deserve something.
Wow. Yeah.
I survived shit.
That's one of them things I always like laugh at when motherfuckers be like, oh man, all support crackheads and drug addicts and people who can't pull themselves up by their own bootstraps and all that. And I'm like, motherfucker, where do you think your taxes go to? Please tell me where.
Telling you, I just karma, man. I ain't trying to face karma. Look, it's gonna be a situation where you're gonna need somebody to help you, and you gotta think back like, damn, I ain't help nobody. I said, fuck everybody.
Mm-hmm. You said, fuck everybody, so now everybody saying, fuck you.
Right. So I ain't trying to find that.
These motherfuckers, I mean, I guess they be honestly thinking they're like, I ain't gonna never need nobody. I'm gonna be all right. Like, okay, I hope you right, but on all chance you not, you done fucked yourself.
Right. Damn. Political season. We ain't got no damn sports because it's done.
Hey, I just seen the damn picture of the Beastie Boys and the caption said, you can't catch coronavirus if you already the illest.
Ooh. Hey.
They're like, hold on now. I know. Let me see. Hold on now. That's pretty good.
What about shit? No sports. That's all canceled for right now. Women on Facebook, like, yeah, we're gonna get our men's attention. I'm like, them bitches about to put in 2K or Call of Duty.
Oh, that was another thing I saw too. Let me find that meme. Motherfucker talking about, yeah, motherfucker said, confessions of a happy man. The coronavirus is the best thing that has ever happened to me. My wife doesn't want to travel anymore. She no longer buys anything because everything comes from China. She no longer goes to the mall to avoid the crowds. She spends all her time in a mask with her mouth closed. This is not a virus. This is a blessing.
Uh-huh. You got that mask on. It sounded like that the Charlie Brown announcer chick over the mouth.
Yeah,
I can't hear you with the mask on, baby.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It's not cuffing season, y'all. The corona is not cuffing season.
Man, look.
Side chicks ain't got no job right now, because you got to avoid them motherfuckers.
Fuck that.
Yeah, so it's Call of Duty and 2K.
Like, this shit is like a fucking horror movie.
Is it?
I mean, with the way this shit just, like, happened so fast, because, like, think about, like, how much has changed since we talked last week.
That's true. The store is empty.
Store's motherfucker empty. Motherfucker toilet paper is gone. Even the one ply gone. Y'all some motherfucking savages if y'all using one ply.
Right. The gym's empty like a motherfucker, too. It's like four people up in that bitch.
But my thing is this, though. If you taking your ass to work, chances are you probably gonna get it.
Right. It's inevitable.
But even with, like, St. Louis City, the mayor of St. Louis came out and shut down any gatherings over 1,000 people.
Man.
So, and then, because wifey went to the grocery store yesterday, like last night. She went to pick some up to eat, nigga. Nigga, she said it was worse than the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I heard people standing in line for an hour.
Man, she was like, them lines was so crazy. The shelves was empty. And that's another thing. I'm trying to figure out, like, don't you motherfuckers do regular grocery shopping?
Why are the shelves, like, this is like when it snow outside and the shelves be empty. Like, how long do y'all think y'all gonna stay in the house for?
How much French toast y'all think y'all gonna make?
If you get the corona, do you really want to be cooking?
Right, you ain't gonna be able to. Because if that shit is, and I know we be comparing this to the flu, but some people say, nah, you can't do that because it's worse than the flu. If that shit worse than the flu, like, I've had the flu. If that shit worse than the flu, nah, you ain't gonna be able to do nothing.
Hold up, though. I just go back to the vaccination, though. Like, half of y'all don't even get the damn flu shots, though.
Half of y'all motherfuckers don't even take your damn STD test either.
They don't get the flu shot, though. Listen, they don't get the flu shot, and they don't go this crazy during flu season. Like, we had the vaccination, but motherfuckers don't use it because they scared it's going to give it to them.
It's just like with everything else, motherfuckers get hyped up about some shit. You see people on social media or the media talking about some shit and you getting hyped up. Like with the Popeye's chicken sandwich. which I saw another good meme was like, hey, this coronavirus ain't number them Popeye's chicken sandwiches finally digesting.
Man, I saw that meme and I thought it was funny, but this one dude posted it and somebody commented on it and took it literal. He was like, how you know it was from the Popeye's chicken, though? I ain't hear no reports on that.
Oh my God.
Say, man, why don't you tell him to shut his dumb ass up? And this is a joke.
Nigga, like, you can't fucking look at that shit and see it's a fucking joke.
Right, we know it's not from Popeye's. Man, I just want to kick sand in somebody's face.
Nigga say he want to kick sand. Nigga, where you gonna find some sand then?
I don't know, man. This fucking playgrounds. I don't know. Just know I want to kick sand at somebody. Throw sand in somebody's face.
Nigga, mad.
Posting memes of like, you get people on there that's taking it literal. They're like, motherfucker,
shut your ass up.
Can you read?
Oh my God. No shit, this ain't real, motherfucker. Like, yeah, guess what? I'm on here to laugh just like everybody else.
Man, I just ain't scared because, I mean, damn, you just gonna get it. But like other people were saying, I'm like, damn, we had the H1N1? Yeah, and then it turned into H1N5 or some shit like that, and then SARS.
Nigga, we had Ebola a couple years ago running around this motherfucker.
And people still going to these restaurants. I go to the restaurants, I'm like, hey, don't put no lettuce on my shit.
Yep, that is also another thing too with the fucking it seemed like every other week or whatever, some kind of like produce getting recalled for like, oh, this may have listeria in it.
I'm like, y'all motherfuckers, everybody eating beef. That's gotta have something in it. But y'all not scared. Y'all still eat McDonald's.
Oh shit.
Chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Y'all still be believing when motherfuckers slap organic on something.
Right, y'all eating an Impossible Burger with all that soy and the sugar in it. Hey, wait a minute, and it's grilled on the same, they using the same grease as they do the other stuff.
Right. So that makes whatever vegan properties it had null and void because it's been cooking in fucking meat juice.
Right. And I don't understand the pandemic, like, the bird flu was around. How many people caught that shit?
Nigga, how long AIDS been around and y'all still ain't act? Y'all still out here not strapping up. So, like, get the fuck out of my face with this shit. Like you said, as long as you've been on top of your supplement regime, getting blood tests on a regular, knowing what you deficient in and shit, you should be okay.
Right. And if you get it, I mean, fuck, you just ain't gonna be able to breathe right for a minute. Hopefully you don't have ass.
Hey, that's what you summing it up as.
Yeah, I'm trying to ease the people, man. You gotta calm them somehow.
Boy, you know what, man? Prayers.
This shit give you diarrhea or something.
It does?
I don't, they buy toilet paper like you do.
Nah, well, you know what? I looked up the symptoms. Motherfucker, I think they buy toilet paper because they think they're going to be shut in. And then, plus, you know, society, a bunch of fucking get-wits. And I'm convinced a lot of these motherfuckers just buying Purell and then just reselling it online for, like, hyped up prices.
Right. I saw a can of Lysol on Amazon for $50. I said,
see? See? Mm-hmm.
Shit, I bet you can go to Fresh Time. They got fucking Purell still in there.
Right.
And they sell it right at the aisle because I bought a couple. Not recently, but I always buy that little shit.
Man, motherfucker, I mean, it's just like anything. Motherfuckers just get hyped up and it just become like a big much ado about nothing.
And hold on, man. People not buying a generic disinfectant stuff. I saw that in the store. I'm like, let me get this. Because it's coming from the same place as Lysol, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Just buy the name on it.
Yeah, man. These motherfuckers is just... I don't understand y'all, man. But...
I mean, dish detergent and all that other stuff you can wipe down the damn counters with, too. You don't need all them damn wipes.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I use the wipes to wipe down the door handles and shit like that. The other shit, I just use soap. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. Like, what y'all using? Why y'all buying up all the wipes, man? Like, you wipe the door handles off, the railings, or you go to the bathroom and use them on the door handles and stuff. Mm-hmm. Then what the fuck else y'all using them for? I hope y'all not wiping the counters and stuff off with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
man. Man, you know what? I know we be on here talking shit and we be like silly and ignorant and shit like that. Lord, please, if you listening, don't let either one of us get that Rona and die.
Right.
Motherfucker gonna have to come back up on here going solo and be like, yeah, man, motherfucker got that Rona.
Right, and then coughing like, oh man, got it, shit.
Man. So, like, even, like, when you do have, like, a cough, I know, like, with the flu and stuff, like, when you have, like, a cough, and I'm guessing it's the same with sinuses, but you had a cough and you be coughing up, like, mucus and stuff. So, is it the same with the corona? But I think they said, like, it was, like, a dry cough with the corona.
I guess a real deep cough or something, like a deep dry cough.
Yeah. Because if it's a dry cough, then you shouldn't be coughing up no fucking mucus. Because it ain't no lubricant in there, right?
Right. So if you really want to be safe, just stay away from dairy products until it's gone.
Yeah.
Because that's what's causing mucus in some of y'all, mm-hmm. y'all system. That and I guess steak. I guess we could say the steak too. The beef, cow products cause mucus too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's. I think that also kind of like depends on what kind of beef you buy, whatever. Like you buy like that grass fed, grass finished, then you know.
Which you don't. Yeah, but a lot of people don't. I keep hearing people saying they don't like it. Tastes funny.
That shit tastes delicious.
Hey, you not seasoning it right, man.
That shit be tasting fucking delicious. Man, get the them no motherfuckers who be eating they fucking steak well done.
Like it smell fun. I was like, look.
It tastes you smell funny.
I be eating. I like grass fed meat. If it don't sound, I ain't buying it.
You know how many times a motherfucker didn't suck the dick or lick the pussy that smelled funny?
Like, man, stories I hear. But I ain't put nobody in blast.
Not yet.
But you wanted to. Yeah. Anyway.
Not yet. It's coming. Stay tuned.
Oh, man. Dang.
Oh, no. We did get an email. let me go on there. Let me go back to this shit. Oh, it's from my man, Austin.
Austin?
Yeah. I think Austin emailed before. Oh, well. Hey, Austin... This email is titled Pause Game. Austin says, B has said pause 43 times since the show started, counting when he says no homo in this as well.
Ain't nobody fucking ask you. Where you come from? Hey, thanks for going back and listening to the other shows and giving some more views, but still, man,
I knew this nigga was gonna get back.
Oh, he didn't listen to it. That's fuck had to count, man. Damn. 3 times. Including, this is the way he has set it up.
Nigga, as I was reading that motherfucker, I was like, this nigga about to be about to go off.
Damn, Aussie, man. Come on.
Hey, appreciate you, Austin. Shit, I think we did say last week somebody go back and listen, and apparently he took that charge on.
Damn, okay.
Oh, man.
He gave us some more views. That's all good.
Hey, y'all, make sure to hit us up, UptownENTBoys@gmail.com.
Damn. So, you been listening to any new podcasts?
Any new ones?
Well, I mean, episode like Button and all them.
Did I listen to Joe? Yeah, I think I did catch Joe on Wednesday. I think I am up to date with that.
Because I know he listened to Drake. What's it called? When to Say When / Chicago Freestyle.
Oh, is that one where he was standing in front of the Marcy Projects?
Yeah. I guess, you know, y'all, Drake hit that line. His baby mama, Fluke. But he's still a lover. Joe, like, he shouldn't have said that. I'm like, I guess I didn't take it that way to everybody else thinking.
Mm-hmm. I get, man, you know what? Man,
I think because they not together, it was just a fluke. Like, he wanted to have a kid with somebody he's settling down with. He just,
drained you. Like, you still gotta watch that shit or whatever. Because, like, speaking as somebody who has been involved in some shit, motherfuckers get scorned, and then they be trying to go back and hit your ass up for more child support, or be talking about you can't see your kid because of some shit that you done posted on social media or some shit you done said. Like, I wonder why he mad at her, though.
I don't think he mad. I think he just said, it is what it is. It's just what he meant. It was just a fluke. They not together. But I guess I can see how it could get taken, because now motherfuckers and be like, oh, you just a fluke. Man. My baby mama a fluke.
Man.
You finna start a whole new thing. That's what Joe Budden was. I guess that's where he was getting at. Because whatever Drake say, he got some quotables. Niggas run with it.
Man, hold the fuck up. You know that they ain't quarantined the motherfuckers in China.
They didn't?
If they are, they ain't calling it a quarantine.
What they calling it?
Shit, I don't know what the fuck. Nigga, I ain't seeing no mention in this damn article. In this damn article that's posted on the post on the Washington Post. They talking about how China handled it. Like, dude, China ain't tripping off of this. And that's where it quote unquote started, and they ain't even tripping. They just like business as usual.
I thought they did, because I watched a documentary with it, this chick was riding through the street and she said ain't nobody out in sight.
Man, shit, you all them motherfuckers off in China, you think they gonna be able to keep all of them over there?
Right.
It's like fucking 5 billion.
Hey, they was on cruise ships and everything. I mean, if they survive with no damn vaccination, then I don't know, man. There's somebody in the Ladue that got that shit too. What have we heard from them? It was the daughter. We don't know if the parents had got it, because this motherfucker was just out strolling with it. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Hey. Came back from out of town, touched down to St. Charles, and I guess they tested positive for
it. I know what. I know what. Motherfucker's mad as shit at Rudy Gobert goofy ass.
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, he the center from the Jazz who he was the first player in the NBA to have been confirmed of having it.
He was going through people's stuff back there, wasn't he?
Nigga, he was going through, nigga, they said he was all up in people's, he was going around the locker room, touching on people, touching on their shit or whatever. Like, and then he had that press conference too. It was like a couple days before he had got diagnosed. He was like, yeah, this ain't shit or whatever. Like, yeah, y'all scared over nothing. That motherfucker went out of his way to touch every microphone in the press conference room, touching all on the chairs, shaking people's hand, touching all on the doors and shit. And like, he was like, yeah, this a big joke. Nigga, couple days later, you got that shit. Like,
we don't even hear from these people because, like, how did he get it though?
I think probably shit just, I mean, hell, if it's to be believed, it is just kind of like the flu and shit, just like be in the air with them. I mean, they said this shit lasts on like surfaces for up to three hours and it can, well, 11 hours and then it can be in the air for up to 3 hours. That shit can even exist on your clothes. That's why, like I said, be making sure that you get like that Lysol or whatever, because hey, you never know, regular washing detergent might not kill this shit.
Right.
So that shit can like live like any and everywhere or whatever. But from what I'm hearing though, soap is the thing that will like kill it, you know. So I'm sure washing detergent killed it, but you know, I'm neurotic, so I just want to just take the extra steps.
And I'm just like, fuck, I don't know. Like, hey, you sneeze at sending you home, fucking corona. You got the flu though. You see, he's at work. You're like, "Are you okay?" And that's what I'm saying. It as.
Here go my thing though. Like all these companies and stuff shutting down and all that or whatever. Like, and I mean, we talked about it. Certain companies who they literally gonna have to be told by the government, "You got to shut your ass down. You got to let all these people work from home," because at some point it becomes a liability. Because it, like, do you wait until you got somebody there who's diagnosed, and then you open up yourself to a lawsuit? Or do you just say, you know what, it's crazy times right now, for the next 2 weeks and maybe longer, but how about indefinitely or whatever, people just go ahead and work from home? Because a lot of people have the functionality to be able to work from home.
I guess they worried about paying for rent space when you ain't there, and they gonna see it as all.
Yeah. And then a bunch of these old ass farts or whatever who run these places, just they just like being able to open up the doors and come out and see people sitting there working. Like, I think this shit make them feel good for some reason.
Man, we need to hurry up and get jobs. I hate to say it, man, but one of these motherfuckers gonna die. We need the younger generation and then that knows what's going on and what people need.
Dog, that was one of my biggest gripes with my last department that I worked in. And they was asking me, they was like, "Why you leaving?" I'm like, "Man, because, man, this is like some bullshit, man, with like the whole working from home shit or whatever. And y'all like, don't nobody get to work from home. I want everybody here. And if you not here, then you not working, because I can't look over your shoulder and see you working." You know how many times I be sitting at my desk not doing shit? But just because I'm sitting at my damn desk or whatever, you think I'm working? Like, what kind of fucking stupid ass thinking is that?
Do you sit like out in the open, or you sit like closed in?
No, nigga, I'll be out in the open. Motherfuckers gotta walk past me all the time. I'll be sitting at my desk fucking on my phone, playing video games, watching YouTube videos. But my, I don't know, man. I don't know, dude, because going back to what we was talking about, I had asked somebody in leadership, like a director, and I said, "Well, when is shit gonna change?" This motherfucker straight up told me, they kept it a buck. They said, "Well, look, things are not gonna change until some of these, until my bosses either retire or die." And I was like, that's all I need to hear. And I started applying out.
Dang.
I respect the honesty. I respect the honesty.
Hold on. Man, corona don't never touch them motherfuckers, huh? That's sad, bad to say.
Nigga, evil never dies.
Like, corona don't never hit people like that. Like, it's like, come on.
But like I said, man, it's gonna have to be like somebody at work is gonna have to cash that shit at one of these companies, and then have to infect a whole bunch of other motherfuckers, and then they gonna open up themselves to like such a huge lawsuit. That was just like the same thing that I was telling you about back when it was snowing and shit, and they like, oh no, you can't work from home. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just call in sick. It's cool. Like you won't get no productivity out of me then.
Right. And then you realize, oh, this motherfucker was actually working from home.
And then they tried that bullshit. Well, you can't use your sick time if you call it in because you can't make it to work because of the weather. So you got to use vacation time. Even fucking better. I got way more vacation time than I do sick time.
What you mean? If I say I'm sick, I ain't gonna say weather or the fog. I'm sick.
Shit,
it's final,
nigga. Just know my ass ain't gonna be there. You use whatever time you need to. I got plenty of both. But it's just crazy, dude. And I think, like, for real, like, one of these companies are going to end up getting they fucking ass sued because, God forbid, somebody end up contracting that shit and come to work and spread it, and somebody ends up dying because while they don't have the test to, they don't have a lot of tests to, you know, kind of to make sure, like, okay, who's got it, who doesn't have it. They do have a lot of tests where they can do like that post autopsy and be like, hey, this person did test them. Oh, shit, they died from coronavirus. Yep. shit real, nigga. Shit real.
They gonna learn.
Mm-hmm. They gonna have to learn the hard way, though.
Yeah, that's on them, I guess. You know, I don't know what to say about them motherfuckers.
Always. Oh, man. Man, let me go ahead and get my throat back out the way. I wrote it down, so y'all know I'll be having trouble finding my damn notes. Do-do-do-do-do. Damn, nigga, you could talk.
I thought she was about to say something. You know, I thought she was going to bust a beat or something like that. Do, 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 do. I was like, okay.
my throwback of the week is from The Art of Noise. It's Moments in Love.
I don't think I heard that.
You heard it. It's like the instrumental that doom, 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 doom. You know, doom, 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 doom.
All right, oh yeah, everybody bit that song. That beat.
Right. I was gonna say, you ain't gonna have me doing it too long. Then we'll ask me like, nigga, shut up.
You know, I remember that beat from Crazy Bone had did the beat off of that, off of his CD, mm-hmm. Thug Mentality. He was like Murder Mode. That's what it was called. Mm-hmm. Do do kill 'em all, kill 'em all. Yeah, I know that. I don't know what the original sound like, man. People have been biting that beat for years.
Mm-hmm. I know LL Cool J bit it. Yeah, there's been a few people, like you said, who have bit off of that or whatever. So all of them niggas ain't sell their royalties because they could still be getting paid off of that song.
Man.
And that's all it was just like straight up just an instrumental.
Yeah, people have been flowing off of that beat.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do that challenge. They got guy. Have you been listening to the Godzilla challenge? These motherfuckers trying to rap the Eminem song.
Nigga, no. I refuse it. I'm like, because I don't want to hear nobody sound stupid.
So he said do the Godzilla challenge. I think he meant do your own verse, but everybody been rapping his verse.
Hey, he been like old boy going around spitting people shit to them.
Yeah. Whose man is this? But the only... there's one dude on YouTube. I can't remember his name. He did the whole Godzilla song. His whole lyrics. Mm-hmm. His own lyrics, I mean. I can't remember his name. I think his name is Cryptic. And then Crazy Bone and Busy Bone did the Godzilla challenge. They together? Bone style, yeah. Well, Busy Crazy Bone, he was rapping it, and then Busy Bone did the speed verse.
Okay.
They did, but everybody else was rapping Eminem's verse in that.
Okay. Man, see. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go look it up, because I'm like, what can anybody do to this song now?
Right, they just want to rap fast. I'm like, man, motherfuckers been rapping fast for years, but this dude Eminem, now all of a sudden y'all want to go ahead and try it. Twista and them. I think Twista said he might participate.
Yeah, I was gonna say it wouldn't be right if Twista ain't do it.
Right, I know Twista said he gave up on it. He wanted somebody to break his record.
Mm-hmm. My man Tongue Twister.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Murder capital of the world? Question mark?
I thought it was us.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. You know what? Hey, I ain't even gonna get started. Nope.
Mm-hmm. You gotta keep going. You need already.
All right, you right, nigga. I'm started. Why motherfuckers be so proud about their ignorant shit?
I don't know. And it's like these dumbass kids out here doing this stupid shit.
That shit be so fucking disgusting. And you know what? You know what really upsets me? It be motherfuckers who ain't even from their hood, or they may have grew up over there, but they wasn't really with the shit. And they be like, yeah, they be like big up in that shit. Like, yeah, y'all, we number one. Like, there ain't nothing to fucking be proud of.
Right, and these motherfuckers having rolling gun battles in North City on the highway, man. What is going on?
Man.
Rolling gun battles. Like, stop that shit.
I don't know when any of this became street, became gangster or whatever. Like, I can't get with y'all new gangsters.
Y'all just shooting anybody. Y'all ain't having no war with each other. Y'all just having a war with the citizens.
That's because some motherfuckers too damn busy trying to hold up their pants while they shooting.
Hold up their skinny jeans.
Nigga shooting themselves in the leg like Plexico Burris or whatever because they damn pants too damn tight. And they trying to get the hammer out.
Pants too tight, and they gotta walk with their feet sideways.
Man. Like
little toys back in the 80s.
Dog.
Y'all out here walking like Gumby.
And then, man, look, all right, like I said, I'm started. Another thing, man, what the fuck is the point of y'all going to go buy these fucking high-priced ass belts or whatever and shit like that, and y'all still be sagging? Nigga, what you need a belt for?
And these skinny jeans.
Nigga, they buy the skinny jeans and literally, like, just pull them right up to, like, right before they ass cheek. And then...
And they got these little skeet shirts on.
Then when a police officer, like, stop and start, you know, I can't even say the police officer harassing you, personally. I can't even say that shit because, if the police officer, or just anybody say something to you by pulling your pants up, then they the fucking problem.
Man.
Like, nigga, like, I see shit like that, and I'm like, this nigga can't have no fucking job.
Nope.
And then I'm like, thinking, like, dog, do you want to keep on living with your mama for the rest of your life? Or your grandma sitting up talking about some, yeah, man, when she died, all this shit mine.
She ain't never going to die. Nigga. You probably going to die before she do.
Nigga. Or she going to put your ass out and change your fucking locks.
Yeah, what?
Man, so it's just, I be seeing that shit, dog, and I really do. I be getting disheartened, dog. I be like, what the fuck is wrong with you niggas?
Man, they got home training, man. They just influence too easily. Like, I know your grandma taught you respect and all that other stuff, but now you out here like, nah, I got to be with these cats else. It's peer pressure, man. Some people just succumb to peer pressure too easy.
They get out there. Man, but you know what, though? Like, you and me or whatever, like, we grew up doing, like, the 90s or whatever where it was... Man, the 90s was dangerous as fuck. It was right. literally kill or be killed. But at the same time, though, that's why I said it was like the last era of like real gangsters and real OGs, because the real OGs, they knew if you wasn't about that shit. And they would like, you know, they would they would let everybody in the neighborhood know, hey, leave them the fuck alone. I know they fucking mama. You ain't gonna have they mama come over here and cuss me out. Leave them the fuck alone. Leave them alone. They ain't with that bullshit. And they would turn around and tell you, if I catch you fucking with some bullshit, I'm gonna beat your ass and I'm gonna tell your mama.
Right. Cause they ain't want you. Then you ain't got no business out here.
Exactly. Nigga, you, nigga, I look at you like you can make something of yourself. So I'm not gonna allow you to get in this shit. All these other little knuckleheads and shit, they in this shit because they ain't gonna be nothing anyway.
Right, and they in it, and they following guidelines and rules. Ain't no rules. That's why this OGs, we went to high school with on Facebook. They even say the same. It's not the same no more. Mm-mm. They out here wild, and they, like, it's not the Crippin' and the Bloods ain't the same.
Mm-mm. Nope. Like, so you
can't be in that.
Man, so I don't get it, man, and I be trying to understand where you youngins coming from and shit, because I know it's hard being young, because you honestly do be feeling like don't nobody understand you.
Right, because when you go to school, you don't even know, like, half these dudes be hiding a day in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they did. Now you go to school, I see these kids, you sit in schools, I'm like, okay, they repping.
Man, them motherfuckers ain't in no gang. They be faking like shit.
Telling you, man.
Anybody that joined the gang after I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna say anybody that joined the gang after 2000, I don't believe you.
No, because you up here saying Bloods and Bloods got a different name. They don't say Bloods.
Nigga, every damn state got like a different blood set.
Right, and they say their name. Mm-hmm. And once you say the name, yeah, you already know the Crip. See, that's why I say they don't know, man. They just out here doing it. I don't know why. I bet you they won't go to Compton and do that shit because they'll set their ass out.
Right.
The only they're going to put you on prostitution or some shit like that.
They're going to be like Soldier Boy.
Yeah, they're going to sell your ass out. They're going to set you out there.
Soldier Boy said he was. Soldier Boy said he was from Bompton, though.
Oh, this dude. I thought he was born in Cleveland, though.
That nigga was born in Mississippi, I thought.
Yeah, Mississippi somewhere. I mean, I know he ain't nowhere near.
That nigga was like,
Bompton.
That nigga said he was born in Bompton. Who was that? It was some rapper too recently or whatever. It was like, I'm the real Soulja Boy. I really be playing with Draco's. I was like, oh shit. Soulja go say something about him.
Better stop. Like,
I'm sorry, Big Gucci Soulja.
Fuck that dude. He came out with don't he got dreads or some kind of braids or something now? He got blonde braids.
That nigga, as my grandma used to call him, he got them plaits in his head.
Oh Lord. And then he got the little rainbow colored diamonds.
Oh shit. That nigga he acting like Tekashi.
This dude ain't gonna never learn. He gonna be right back in jail.
Oh,
how many strikes he gonna get this dude? What did he just spend a year in jail at a time or something like that?
That nigga just gonna sit down for a while. he check into jail like it's rehab.
Man, then he just come out like a new person.
Hey, you know what though? That's what niggas be doing though. They be coming out acting normal and shit, and then give it like a month or two, they be right back in them old ways.
Right. I don't understand how this dude Soulja Boy going to jail, but then motherfuckers like the Migos and stuff ain't never gonna see the sights of jail. Like they may almost there. I think they almost made it. And then they got lucky. Then they was on the straight path. And this cat Soulja Boy keep fucking up.
Nigga, SB.
He don't even cry. Like, I think they asked him. I think he asked to be go to jail so he could have a rep. Why this dude always get in jail, man? Like, nah. At some point, you ask him to go to jail. Like, hey, put me in jail for this time, man. And somebody after me.
Somebody after me? that nigga going to jail to get protection?
Yeah, man. And this cat just in there chilling. He got cable TV and everything in that month.
Oh, shit. nigga say, somebody after me, please take me.
He's still making money while he in jail. Something ain't right.
Oh, shit.
Because ain't nobody playing his music no more. So where you getting these royalties from?
Nigga, somebody, nigga, and look, his parties, they be playing that Soulja Boy.
Do they?
Yeah, that crank that Soulja Boy.
I ain't hear that shit in a long time.
Yeah, nigga, I'm bouncing on my toes. Watch me super soak that hoe.
I remember he came out this, they had to edit that motherfucker. I'm like, dang. They took that shit off the digital sites and everything at that time. iTunes. So he just left the edited version on.
Mm-mm. That nigga. Hey, man, but for real, like, we get him like a lot of shit, but he was like at the head of like that be your own boss and like, you know, just do it yourself shit, because he pretty much got on by himself. Cause he was like, before there was a streaming service, or like which streaming service was just getting started. Like he was like, okay, let me go and do this or whatever. Like that height of that ringtone rap, like he found that formula real fast.
Everything was on there. Yeah, bitch, yeah. what was the other song?
That Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Yeah. He said Drake stole from him.
Oh my god. And they said Drake stole his name.
Oh my god. Okay. What was it? So yeah, I wake up in the shoes on a song.
I put my shoes on. It's turned my swag on.
Yeah, I turned my swag.
Nigga, I ain't jamming to no motherfucking salt toss, so I put my shoes on.
I couldn't remember. I turn my swag on. What do you say? I look in the mirror and say, what's up? Yeah. That was another famous ringtone.
Yeah, I'm getting money.
Hey, he stole that from Shawty Low.
You know what?
He wanted to be like him and OJ the Juice Man so bad.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of motherfuckers did steal shit from Shawty Low, man. Just with like that flow, that little lazy flow.
Yeah, I turn my swag on, look in the mirror and say, what's up? Hey, yeah, that's definitely Shawty Low.
That nigga Shawty Low used to go ahead and be, he was the first rapper I remember that used to shout out his haters all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, that nigga, so good, nigga. And then in that Day No video, the way that motherfucking stupid ass dance.
Man, every time I see him in the video, he always riding the car with sunglasses on.
Yeah, Tosh.
The smiling.
That nigga was so fucking happy, Tosh. He was like, nigga, I just got out of jail. I'm fucking the CEO of D4L Records. I know I can't rap, but somebody keep buying this shit, so I ain't got nothing to be mad about.
He said beefing with T.I. with a smile on his face.
Nigga.
How many sides? Was that really his voice? Or was it like amplified, though? I feel like it was.
No, I think that was really his voice. Nigga, say he from the west side. Well, goddamn, it must be two sides. That was another beast ass. I'm like, damn.
He did a song with Soulja Boy. Didn't it like Soulja Rag or some shit like that?
Shit, probably.
Dang.
Oh, shit. Hey, man.
There's good music out this year. That's why we always got to reminisce about this old shit. We can't make fun of some of this new stuff.
Nigga, we can make fun of it.
I mean, like,
that's all we can do is make fun of it.
On Soulja Boy level, like, I don't even know. Like, Roddy Ricch, cool. I had to go back and listen to his CD. It's just too many of them dudes singing like that. Lil Baby. His CD wasn't bad.
Lil Baby rapping.
He just got them beats on that motherfucker. I was like, damn, these motherfuckers hit. Yeah, right. Who else dropped?
I don't know if he dropped anything like recently, but I think but check out this rapper out of Houston, Propane.
I think I heard of him.
That nigga be spitting. Yeah. And then if you looking for some dudes who like rap with like them gutter ass bars, check out them Griselda niggas.
Okay.
What's his name? You already know one of them because we talked about on her, Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine, and then West Side Gun. Them niggas be rapping that gritty, like early 90s New York hardcore shit.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
All them niggas talk about is drugs and killing niggas.
It was somebody, I can't remember who it was, but they said they can rap better than KRS-One and somebody else. Like, I can't remember who it is.
One of the new rappers said that?
Yeah, man.
I know, I did recently see an interview with Redman, and Redman was like, I'll destroy all these little niggas in the cypher.
I want to see it. He didn't spoke his mind. He need to do it.
Redman, one of them dudes that everybody sleep on, but Redman is like your favorite rapper. Just like I say about Scarface, a whole bunch of niggas' favorite rappers who are actually rappers. Redman, another one, because Eminem, Royce da 5'9", and a few other people that were like, yeah, man, my favorite rapper of all time is Redman.
He got short raps, though. Like, has he released like a full album by himself?
Yeah, plenty of them.
Has he?
Yeah. You just thinking about like them two albums he released, like two or three albums he released, like with Method Man, and then the one where they did that Death Squad with him, Eric Sermon, and Keith Murray. Yeah, man. Come on, man. Don't do my man Reggie Noble like that.
I didn't say he was trash. I just feel like all his albums would be like you be jamming to him, and then that shit just done. Like, okay,
nigga. He from the old school, so the nigga got like, about 13 songs per album or whatever.
You said Keith Murray. Is that motherfucker still tripping?
Nigga, what the fuck you think? It's Keith Murray. Keith Murray got shot out of his mama open. Pussy tripping. That's a nigga who they need to put on some reality show. They need to put him on Love and Hip Hop, Growing Up Hip Hop, one of the Marriage Boot Camp Hip Hop Edition. They need to put that nigga on a reality show. Keith Murray was made for reality TV.
I think they tried. I think he was too crazy for that shit.
That nigga.
He too real though, man. A lot of these dudes be like pretending he might swing on somebody. They're gonna be like, what you do to that? What you hit me for, man?
That little nigga feisty.
hit up everybody.
Oh shit. Right, hold on, man. Before I talk about like Love and Hip Hop ATL, that super trailer.
Oh shit, that's back.
We gotta talk about that. But I see this tweet that came from your man. Your man, 45. He your man. He ain't my man.
He's mine.
This nigga says Sleepy Joe Biden. I'm sorry, I gotta read in my Trump voice. Sleepy Joe Biden was in charge of the H1N1 swine flu epidemic, which killed thousands of people. The response was one of the worst on record. Our response is one of the best with faster results. This coming from the motherfucker who dismantled President Obama's task force for disease outbreak. And when somebody recently asked Trump why he dismantled President Obama's task force for disease outbreak, his response was, well, you can never really know when things like this are going to happen. Motherfucker, that's why you keep the damn task force in place.
Mister, get this motherfucker out of office, man, please.
Whose man is this?
Whose man is this? Kick him out. I can't. We don't need no more dumb motherfucking presidents. Come on. He's enough for everybody.
Nigga, I feel like motherfucking Killmonger every time this nigga start talking. Hey, man, this your king? This your king?
This your king?
Nigga, somebody got to explain this shit to me because I ain't understanding.
I don't either. Like, come on, man. Please. I hope Biden reinstate all the stuff that he fucked up.
Like, y'all fucked up. Like, dog, do y'all, like, some of these motherfuckers who voted him got to realize with each day, y'all motherfuckers really fucked up. Like, you have to realize this shit.
Disease task force. That's how we've been surviving most of this shit. And now we ain't got no money into it. We leaving it up to somebody else to do it with their money. You don't pay, people don't realize this shit. Man. We ain't got no vaccination for it. Like, it's because your man dismantled the damn task force.
Exactly. Oh, that actually reminds me of my man K Bad from the High Five Starter podcast actually said, like, you know what? You got to think that God is like looking down and be like, you normally all intervene and stuff like intervene in like worldly matters and stuff like that. But he like, y'all elected Donald Trump. So I got to go ahead and send some sweeping through to make y'all realize what a bad decision y'all made.
Right.
Because with every day, every time this motherfucker get on damn TV or whatever and start talking that shit about how he's so smart and how people can't believe that he's so smart and everything, and you got people from the CDC looking him upside his head like, this motherfucker did forgot every damn thing we talked about before he came out here. That shit remind me of when Stevie Ray was telling a story about when Ahmed Johnson came over to WCW. he said Ahmed Johnson, or they call him Big T at the time, and Booker was backstage going over how the match was gonna go, because this is the time where Stevie and Booker was supposed to be beefing. Man, they sit back there with that big goofy ass nigga for like an hour going over the fucking match. This nigga said he understood. Got out there. As soon as the motherfucking bell rang, this nigga went and fucking pounced Booker into the fucking corner. That nigga Booker was over there by Stevie Ray. He said, this motherfucker that forgot everything we talked about.
That's why nobody wanted to wrestle his ass in WWF.
That's the way I feel like be happening with Trump. Motherfuckers be like, dude, we just talked about all this shit. Why is you still coming out here telling people that, oh, as soon as April hit, it'll be gone away. This is easy to go away when it warms up. And then motherfuckers from the CDC got to come out and be like, we don't know what the fuck he talking about, but we've told him several times that this ain't going to go away just due to the weather change.
Stupid motherfucker.
Stupid.
Come on, y'all. What's going on?
Why the fuck? Like, and I know motherfuckers still gonna vote for him, because to a lot of these motherfuckers, which granted, all politicians lie, so I ain't even gonna go down that road with y'all. Y'all got it for that. But Trump is one of the motherfuckers who they be like, yeah, he lied, but so what? And then in the next breath, we'll be defending him.
He lied, but at least he upfront about it.
Right.
That's what y'all want.
That nigga ain't upfront about shit. That nigga do not. Nigga, he go through like the cycles of lying. He'll say, I ain't lie about that. Y'all just misheard me wrong. And then he'll get defiant about it. Oh, here they go with this fake news shit again. Then like 3 months later, well, yeah, I lied, but so what? Obama lied.
And they'll be like, oh, yeah, he right.
Okay. You right, Obama did lie. Nigga, after you was just defending that shit. Talking about you ain't lie, it's fake news, everybody against you. They still mad because you won the election and they can't get over it. They can't get over how you the greatest president of all time. He still be saying that stupid shit too.
He must be talking to himself in the mirror. Who listening to that bullshit?
I don't know.
Somebody who, first of all, who let him get rid of the disease thing? Like, who signed off on that shit?
Dude, it's so many fucking government groups and programs and shit he didn't got rid of because he called himself trying to be like, oh, we don't need that. So why the hell are we using this? Why the hell we got that? We don't need that. Get rid of that because I'm trying to go ahead and say the government money. I'm trying to say the U.S. taxpayers' money. Y'all got us paying for all these groups that ain't needed.
Look what happened.
Nigga.
Somebody was in control of that coronavirus and oops.
Oops. Right. That right. Oops, nigga.
And now ain't nobody there to take care of you.
Man, this
we supposed to be coming up with the vaccinations too, and ain't nobody there to take care of it.
Man, this shit fucking stupid, dog.
You making China come up with a vaccination? Well, they gonna overtax your ass. Talking about sending that over here. They worry about their people. You create your own. That's probably what they thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Man, so it's just you see shit like this, dog, and you just like. Nigga, every time he start talking, dog, my mouth just be open. Not that, and I don't know what I'm expecting, because I don't ever expect this motherfucker to form a coherent sentence. But I'm just like, this motherfucker get eat, like, did this motherfucker get, like, less intelligent? You know, did he get, whatever, I don't think it's stupid or ain't a word, did he get dumber since the last time he spoke?
I don't know. That sun damaged face ass dude. I have no clue.
That nigga look like that nigga like somebody threw a fucking pack of Skittles in his face.
I'm just waiting on he like dang, he look like Leatherface. I'm just waiting on him to take the damn mask off. I put that shit on. I was just looking at this dude like the fuck is wrong with his face? It look like you could take a block of cheese in his face and this shit would just shred.
all we got to lean on though, dog, is that the Simpsons ain't been wrong yet.
Let's hope. Man. Get him out. So we maybe hopefully buying get in there and bring the disease control shit, all the government assistance program stuff back. That's why we can't get our student loans straightened out.
Man, if Biden was smart, he would get one of, I would say he should probably pick like somebody like an Elizabeth Warren as his VP. Somebody who's progressive, even though because Biden is like middle of the road Democrat. Like he want everybody to be happy. He's still trying to reach out to like Republicans and shit like that. Even though these motherfuckers ain't gonna vote for you. But you need some balance or whatever because, you know, these motherfucking Bernie bros going to be mad. So you're going to need to have somebody who's a progressive with you. So maybe get like an Elizabeth Warren or like a Stacey Abrams, something like that or whatever, somebody like that. But I do think that you're going to probably need a woman VP. And hopefully that kind of like will tee up, you know, for like when the next election come, like hopefully it's like 8 years from now, whatever, like after Joe beating won, and it's like 8 years and then he about to go ahead and retire from politics and, you know, you sitting up for the next great person.
Man. We got a long road. Hey, he need to say something about all the stuff that he got rid of and we need to bring it back. And explain it thoroughly, unlike the other president.
I think if Joe, if this was Joe, like shit, what was that when Obama got out of office, like 2016?
Mm-hmm.
If this was Joe circa 2016, like Joe would mop the floor with Trump in a debate. But like, I think Joe ain't right in the head. Joe already wasn't right in the head, but it was like he ain't right in the head to the point where he'll cuss your ass out.
Mm.
Joe ain't right in the head now. Like, if you seen some of the shit where he does, like, it was at that rally in South Carolina where he was like, yeah, my name's Joe Biden. I'm running for U.S. Senate. And if you don't like what I have to say, then vote for the other Biden. Nigga, number one, you running for president. And who the fuck is the other Biden? But he still ended up winning South Carolina. And I'm like, God damn. Like, them niggas love him down there.
You trying to get rid of the other motherfucker in office. That's what that is. No, we like we ain't making the same mistake.
And then he confused his wife with his sister. Like, he was calling his wife his sister recently. And I'm like, this nigga crazy. But, oh well, I'm still going to vote for him.
Right. This would come down to her. Hey, these motherfuckers should be packed.
Fuck that shit. I'm still voting for him.
And they stay open later now, too? The polls? Yeah.
But you know what, though? Depending on how long this bullshit go on or whatever with this corona, motherfuckers gonna be like self, what you said earlier this week, B, military state or something like that. What was this state? What was
martial law?
Yeah. Motherfuckers can't come out the house.
We should be able to vote for everybody in the household.
Motherfuckers ain't come out the house then, huh? How y'all gonna vote then? How y'all gonna vote your man out?
Right. Yeah, I hate to say it. Hopefully it's the Republicans affected. I'm sorry.
Man, you ain't, hey dog. I remember I said that shit when he first got elected and he started like removing all them programs like shit to help with like Medicare and stuff like that. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers gonna probably be dead when it come time for the next election. And that's good because y'all can't vote for him no more.
Killing his own people. And y'all let it happen.
Hey man, you see this motherfucking video of OJ? Not video. OJ Simpson? Fuck it. Yeah. Oh, hey man. That nigga OJ Simpson be making niggas so mad.
What's his name? Orpheus or some shit like that?
Orenthal, I think.
Orenthal. It sounds like something you spray on the grass or something.
Orenthal James weed killer. Simpson.
Sound like a weed killer.
That nigga got a motherfuckers got a damn picture of him at Costco buying up water and toilet paper and paper towels and shit. And then that shit say, when I saw, he got a mask on too. And it say, when I saw OJ was scared of the virus, I knew shit had got real. Killers, no killers when they see him.
That's bad. That's bad. Killers, no killers when they see him.
Hey, hold on, dog. Now I see another fucking picture. Motherfuckers, they got a car like mine. You know how my car look.
Yeah.
And these motherfuckers got two carloads, of fucking toilet paper. That shit ain't gonna be able to fit up in there.
Why you buying all this? Man, somebody like that shit on fire. Man, he buying all this damn toilet paper.
Hey, man. This shit, like, these motherfuckers got to be buying that or reselling it, dog. Nobody shits that much. Ugh.
Wow.
I'm disgusted, man. I'm disgusted with these niggas.
Man, what you about to say about Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, did you see the trailer? You saw the trailer for the new season?
I might have. I don't remember.
Dog, I'm back in, dog. I'm back in after a long hiatus. Nigga.
Brought you back in.
These motherfuckers gonna be on there fighting like shit.
Who? Somebody surprise guest back on? Because I know Jocelyn Lee is on that Miami show. I think they kicked her off already, though. Because she only been on one episode.
Her nigga. Oh, yeah, she's on that Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop edition, too. Trying to go ahead and figure out why her boyfriend don't want to marry her. Nigga, I saw that motherfucker. I saw that motherfucking super trailer dog. What's her name? Not K Michelle, the other chick whose name started with a K.
Is it the one whose daughter got jumped in the bathroom?
What?
Yeah, the chick, she got the beauty shop on that show, and her daughter And, oh, so her daughter got jumped in a bathroom by that person, by the kid and her kid's mother. I mean, yeah. So she got jumped by the daughter and the mom.
Damn.
In the bathroom.
Oh.
She was like, how did a parent get into school and do this? She was hot. It was all over social media. I meant to talk about that.
Oh, no.
One. She the dark-skinned chick with the long, like, straight, silky-looking hair.
No, the chick I'm talking about, she the light-skinned chick. What's her name? Because she'd have been in a couple movies. She was in a Chris Rock movie, Top 5. It started with a K. It's a K and a color.
Oh, shit, I don't know. The cast member.
Damn, I know if I say it, you a nigga. Let me look this shit up. Hold up. Carly Red.
Carly, oh.
Nigga, I was about to say some motherfucker. Nigga, I was about to say Casey Green.
It's close. Shit. Damn. She be on that show hot. She be fighting everybody on that show. I think she got in the trouble with everybody.
Like, everybody. It seemed like, dude, I counted. It was like four chicks who swung on her.
Dang.
And just that trailer alone. Like, different chicks.
She tried to get Young Jock out of his relationship. Like, she didn't want him to get married to that girl. And she told her all kind of stuff.
Who that one girl who used to always do that stupid ass cry?
Nah, he was messing with
who gonna love me?
Nah, Jock was like he was dating somebody that was off camera, like a lawyer and stuff. I mean, he brought her on camera, and then as soon as he brought her on camera, you know, them hoes started tripping. Like, you ain't finna be happy.
Right, I was going to
be in the back. You were with him 4 years ago? Oh, yeah, he took me outside to the back, and he was just like, wait a minute. Why y'all messing with this dude, man? Yeah. If he say he trying to live a straight life, like he trying to move different, then leave that motherfucker alone.
Because they don't want you to be happy, because they not happy.
He was on the show not even tripping off of them girls. He was into the girl that he want to get engaged to. He wasn't doing none of that creep shit he used to do. And they is high. Even his baby mama didn't like that shit. She was like, nah, he cheated on me. He gonna do the same to you. And all this other stuff. I'm like, oh, here we go.
They don't want you to be happy. And if I'm not happy, ain't nobody gonna be happy. It don't matter if you got done deal. Because, man, for a lot of these motherfuckers, they be scorned, dog. They be thinking in their head, like, okay, you was messing with me for how long? And you ain't marry me, but now you about to marry this bitch. You about to be a good man to her. Nah, fuck all that.
Right. I was like, then that started. He almost tore up his whole beauty shop on that shit. He threw the damn chair in the back. I'm like, oh, now y'all want to run out.
Did he did he fuck up his perm?
I think he had a wrap on.
That nigga had one of them Nick Cannon turbans on.
Nah, man, he kept it gangster with the bandana.
Oh shit. Oh man.
That dude did that purr, man.
Yeah, that nigga need to go ahead with that shit, man.
I don't know. They about to, I don't know. I'm surprised this shows, you know, Rashida's still with Kirk that he did all this stuff.
Yeah, but then she like admit that she had cheated on him too?
Like before he did had a kid with somebody else, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But because I think from the trailer, if I recall correctly, Rashida had swung on Carly.
Oh wow. I'm shocked.
Right. And normally Rashida be staying above the fray. She don't be with that shit. She be like, look. Like, I ain't with all that bullshit or whatever, but yeah, it looked like Rashida had swung on her, too.
The show kind of boring, man. I usually only watch it with Stevie J on there. I mean, he was like the entertainment factor on there, but since he ain't really been on the show for real, it just ain't been.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't been the same. Like, he was like, cause Scrappy ain't turned up no more. It's...
Oh yeah, nigga, mom, they showed Mama D was like being rushed to the ER and shit too.
She tripping. I don't know. ATL, I don't know, man. They didn't go ahead and let that one go.
Nigga, fuck that. I'm back, nigga. I'm bike. Back.
You gonna be back for 2 episodes and you're gonna be like, oh.
I'll be like, these motherfuckers ain't do nothing. Like, these motherfuckers still doing the same shit.
That's how I felt about Miami. You know, Trick Daddy went off on the cameras because they made him look like a criminal posting all this shit online about him and stuff. He told and now producer, he back on camera.
He told that producer, bitch, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That producer now he stood there and looked at him.
Right. Like, we paid you, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Gotta finish the show. Don't come back next season, but this season, yeah.
That nigga said, dang, got nothing to do with y'all.
You know why he really mad? Because everybody posted them pictures up of him on Facebook. That's what it is. That's what it really was. The perm and stuff like that. That's why he was really mad.
That nigga said, fuck what you talking about. They ain't got shit to do. They ain't got nothing to do with y'all. Y'all don't need to know that. Next question.
You was on camera when it happened. I don't know, man. I don't
know.
Because I'm just like, because the news and stuff put it out there. And then what? I mean, we didn't even see the show until the news.
Nope.
Oh, fuck it. I don't know what they be thinking about when they get on these reality shows, man. Your life is out in the open now. It's everybody's life.
Nigga, that nigga say, it's everybody's life.
We tuned in to this shit.
We that's just like in you.
That's just like, I don't know if you do you watch Black Ink?
No.
The Chicago and the New York?
No, I don't watch that.
It's just like the dude from New York. He wanted to know if his ex-girlfriend was messing with the cat from Chicago. They was lying back and forth. And he was like, gone. Then he found out on camera that it was true. And then he was like, yeah, I'm finna make his life a living hell. No, they trying to make me look like a sucker. He finna buy up their whole shop.
He finna bomb it.
He buy it.
Oh, shit. I thought I said he's gonna bomb that motherfucker. I'm like, what?
Nah. I was like, see? And y'all on these reality shows, do y'all forget the cameras around? But this should just be set up.
That shit, that should be set up. I think.
Yeah, I know y'all know the cameras around.
I think they feed them lines and shit like that or whatever, and they definitely be giving them enormous amounts of alcohol.
This is no longer reality. This is a fucking TV show. Scripted. This is a soap opera with bad production.
That shit like a Spanish soap opera. What they call them joints?
Sure, I don't know. This is Uni TV.
Oh shit, man,
that's true. This is the days of our lives for black people. And so the days of our lives, all my children, I don't know what you would name the other one.
It was a whack ass. Was it God and Light, Young and the Restless?
Oh yeah. Stevie J like Victor on all them shows.
Yeah. No, I'm back. My man Victor Newman.
Yeah, y'all stay with y'all grandmother 90% of the time. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, nigga. It wasn't no ifs, ands, or buts about it, nigga. We watching them stories.
Right. All of them. Like, damn, in the summertime.
Uh-huh. You be like, God damn.
How many more on it? When Dick Tracy cartoon coming on? Shit. Like, you know, like you could watch this at 3:00. But at 4, my soap opera come on.
Yep.
Change it. Like, damn, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm about to go outside. See, the kids don't do that now.
Right. They just get on their fucking tablet.
I had to go outside because I'm like, damn, what is shit going on? Yeah. I got 2 hours.
Right. I ain't about to fucking stay in here for this shit. Right. Oh, man. So, shit. Winding down. You got anything for the folks?
Nah, man. Y'all stay clean. Don't put your hands on your face. Wash them.
Hey, here go another thing too, a PSA or whatever, which I should have been doing it already. But fellas, if y'all gonna be sticking y'all fingers up in these ladies, man, make sure number one your nails are clipped, and or make sure your nails are clipped, and then even after that, make sure your fingertips are not dirty.
Right.
Just a little FYI, you know. Don't say I ain't never gave y'all no free game. Half of y'all niggas don't even know how to finger a bitch right anyway. We'll talk about that on another show. What did I say?
Hey, is V going up to the building you at?
Yeah. Yep.
She started today, didn't she?
I think she said she did start on the 13th.
Dang, boy, that was quick in the month.
Man, don't even get me started, man. Don't get me started, because somebody was really mad that she got over there so quick, because number one, they ain't even want her to even go to that department.
Hey, man, don't hold your people back.
Mm-hmm. Man, I want anybody who black to win.
Right, I don't even care if you did something to them, like make it.
I ain't one of them type of dudes to be like, oh man, be like, you know, you had them type of niggas that they be the only black person in the department or something, or one of the few black people in the department, and they be trying to keep other black people from coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, nah, I want to be the only black person over here. Like, nigga, you think that's a motherfucking prize?
Oh man.
As long as your ass don't come to her acting stupid, we good.
Right.
Oh.
You just said that we can actually do the work.
Exactly. Right. But you know how that go.
Yep.
Man. Shit. Alright, man. Now I'm about to go make me some motherfucking lunch, nigga.
Oh shit, it's about that time.
Mm-hmm. Got that ground bison, nigga. Hand me some ground bison and white rice.
People don't know about that bison.
Boy, let me tell you something.
It's lean. It's not gamey.
Boy. Niggas be swearing bison gamey. And I'm like, what kind of shit is... Like, that shit all in your mind, dog.
Just because you cooked it wrong.
Because I done had some gamey ass meat where I'm like, God damn. But you know a quick way to solve that? Just soak the damn meat, because it only tastes gamey because of that blood in there.
Right.
So just soak your meat for like probably like 24 hours or whatever. You got to change the water out a couple of times. But once you just soak the meat and everything or whatever, you know, you should be good. Get that blood up out of it. But, you know, whatever.
People don't know how to use Google. You can't use Google, man.
More delicious meats for me.
Don't use Google. Use that shit. Yeah, that's my parting shot, man. Use Google. Any questions you need, food, advice, anything, Google that shit.
Google that. Yeah. Man, that's crazy. Shit. All right, bro. I'm about to go ahead in this motherfucker. So. Yeah, I got nothing. Fire? I ain't got nothing. Man, motherfucker, hands be dry as shit from doing all that fucking washing.
Shit. You're gonna have them grandma hands. You're gonna have to get some different lotion washing your hands for 20 seconds every time.
Nigga,
every time you see somebody.
What?
Every time you see somebody sneeze, I'm about to go wash my hands. I ain't even sneeze. They sneeze. I'm about to wash my hands for them too.
Bad part about this, I don't even be using lotion. Like, I ain't got no lotion at work. So, obviously, I put on lotion before I leave the house and everything. But I ain't got no lotion at work, so my hands just be dry as shit.
Hey, somebody asked me, I've been washing them motherfuckers. What you been doing?
Exactly. Fucking exactly.
I cannot put lotion on that many fucking times in a day. It's just going to have to, it is what it is.
No, and then plus I drink a lot of water, so I'm always going to the bathroom to piss and shit. So, you know, it kind of just like, what's the point? At some point, it's just like, what the fuck is the point?
Right.
But
you're going to have to put like a dab, but you're going to be putting Vaseline on that mug too. Cause I know my hands had dried out real bad drinking all that water, washing hands to the point they was cracking. I should put Vaseline on them bitches. Mm-hmm. Cocoa butter.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
Yep.
Hey, y'all be safe out there. Stay away from the goddamn. Hey, these motherfucking companies need to quit sending all these damn same messages, dog. About the damn coronavirus, told us that we're doing the best we can, and we're just be assured that we're monitoring the situation very closely. We're gonna be thoroughly cleaning our facilities and blah blah blah. First of all, what the fuck was y'all doing before?
Right, you need to clean them damn mold out the vent,
man.
Do that,
man. I'm like, dude, I'm sick of all these damn companies emailing me talking about some, yeah, we cleaning real thoroughly or whatever, so we hope to still keep your business. Man, shut the fuck up.
Right. This is making it worse.
Nigga, right.
I'd have left you already clean.
This shit a bunch of fucking fear-mongering, dog, to a certain point.
Right. Y'all should have been like, oh, we always clean.
Exactly. Now that right there, I could deal with.
But, like, I know my building, they always like vacuuming and doing that shit. I clean my own desk off and stuff, but
yeah, because you can't trust them to clean your desk,
right? They just gonna have to spray it. The only thing they could do is just spray some shit like they do at the schools. At the schools, they spray and disinfect it like with a fucking hose in the classroom.
You have that spray hose, yeah, dude. It was at one of the locations, the location actually you used to work at, before you got this new job, they said, yeah, we did a deep cleaning of the building. Man, wifey came in the next day and she was like, I don't smell no kind of disinfectant. What kind of cleaning did y'all do again?
How they clean with the people still there?
Dog, 24 hours. That's the same thing she said too. She was like, you got a whole damn department that's here 24 hours or whatever. So y'all ain't do that deep of a cleaning.
Yeah. And then I talked to some people on the other side. They said, they ain't seen nobody clean nothing.
Right. So, yeah, man. Like, yeah. I don't want to. Nope. I ain't going to say nothing because I don't want to fuck around. Somebody find this shit. And I one of us end up getting fired. But, yeah. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's just leave it at that. Hey, we out.
Yeah.